With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war have prompted the University of Southern California to cancel its main graduation event next month.
USC has announced the big May 10th commencement ceremony is now canceled. It comes a day after 90 people were arrested on campus. One was cited for having a weapon. There will still be dozens of individual school ceremonies that day with caps, gowns, and diplomas. But the main event is canceled, as was the valedictorian speech announced last week, prompting anger among some students like Isabel Griggs.
She's talking about issues that are important to not only our university and to students, but to the world.
USC is among some of the universities around the country calling in police to break up some demonstrations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, questions are being raised about the pro-Hamas protests.
The NYPD is looking into reports that outside groups are funding pro-Hamas protests at local universities. The NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations says he suspects professional agitators are behind the protest centered on the Israel-Hamas war, pointing to the student encampments at Columbia and NYU that are all using the same type and color tents. Similar protests are breaking out at campuses across the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Supreme Court seems highly skeptical of former President Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution, but it's possible Trump could still benefit from a lengthy trial delay, possibly beyond November's election. Chief Justice John Roberts was among at least five members of the court Thursday who appeared likely to reject the claim of absolute immunity. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 375 points, the Nasdaq dropping 101, the S&P lower by 23. This is SRN News. Evangelicals weigh in on the issues.
A new poll released by Coral Ridge Ministries asks believers to select three most pressing concerns for the Biden administration. Immigration was the most frequently mentioned issue. 56% of respondents put it in their top three. Second on the list was America's sovereignty, followed by abortion. And what issue poses the greatest threat to the country right now? The vast majority of CRM poll respondents say open borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several Democratic-leaning states are now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent children from obtaining pornographic books. The Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed such measures, as did Illinois last year. The statutes will withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent complains about its content. Moms and dads are challenging sexually explicit books. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization says England tops the global list of the number of children who consume alcohol.
The World Health Organization questioned tens of thousands of school-aged children across Europe, Central Asia, and Canada about their smoking, vaping, and alcohol habits. At the age of 11, more than a third of boys and girls in England say they've drunk alcohol. By 13, more than half have done so. Both figures were higher than any other country surveyed. Health experts say while drinking among young people is in decline overall, the UK remains one of the world's heaviest drinking nations. They say the earlier a child drinks, the more likely they are to develop alcohol problems later.
BBC correspondent Dominic Hughes. A transitional council tasked with bringing political stability to Haiti has been installed in the capital of Haiti, a nation marred by gang violence and soaring hunger and poverty. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.